It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You can see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings. And parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
Fans, this is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Blackhawks' Patrick Kane leads the NHL with 37 points and 23 assists so far this season. That was good enough for Kane to be named the league's number one star for November. And while the line of Kane, Anisimov, and Panarin has been great, Pat Foley joined Mullion Hanley this morning and said the Hawks need to get everyone else going.
You really have said the thing, asked the question that's been prominent for most of the season here. You know, it's been a one-line team in terms of production. So, you know, you really don't want that. I mean, that line of Anisimov, Kane, and Panarin has been so good. I mean, it's really been awesome and a treat to watch.
Corey Crawford gets a start in goal tonight. Puck drops on the Hawks and Wild tonight at 7 at the UC. The Bears get the day off today. They'll return to practice tomorrow as Sunday's matchup with the 49ers looms. Elsewhere in the league, Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger will remain in the concussion protocol. The Roethlisberger said on Pittsburgh radio today that he's ready to play. Browns quarterback Josh McClown left last night's game in Baltimore with his arm in a sling and a fractured collarbone. Mike Pettine just advised the media that McClown is done for the year. Meanwhile, Cleveland has signed Terrell Pryor as a wide receiver and a potential number three quarterback. Bulls are back practicing today. They'll host Denver tomorrow night. And in baseball, the Marlins and Barry Bonds are said to be finalizing a contract in which Bond would serve as one of two hitting coaches for the team. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And join 670 The Score's Dan Bernstein and Terry Boers for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour on Friday at Racine Plumbing in Chicago from 1 to 6 p.m. Come check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Bears are alive in the playoff hunt and as flaccid an NFC as I can remember.
And when you look at it, aren't they? They're right there with most of them.
They're right there. They're absolutely right there with all of them. You can calculate what the percentage chances are, but you look at their schedule and you look at how they've played and how these other teams are starting to. I mean, look at what Atlanta's doing. Talk about bad quarterback. What's he doing?
I watched that.
What is that?
Yesterday. I don't know.
What is he seeing?
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Matt Bowen.
They're out there competing. They're competitive. They're going to challenge guys in the secondary, and that's the number one thing you want. I don't care what level you're talking about, guys. If you have four guys back there that want to compete, and these are late-round guys and an undrafted guy that's playing very big roles against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. So it's a great thing to see. One, if you're Ryan Pace, you got to be beyond excited that you get production from players in the back end of your roster. But for Bears fans, you said, look, okay, now they're developing some young players. It's not just we have some young guys that are playing well in special teams. No, you have guys that are playing meaningful minutes against the best quarterback in the league in a divisional game that are making plays for you. That's a beautiful thing to have.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on The Score.
Terry Boers. It's not coming back. Dan Bernstein.
Jim Tomsula's coming to town.
Let's go to work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And at 2:05, Boers and Bernstein, we're in the middle of a discussion.
Concussion might not be a good movie.
Might not be.
So it's very possible, and even I would like it to be, just because I want to see it, and I generally like Will Smith and some of the other people in the movie. I hope it's a good movie. Because it'll certainly help educate people if it's good enough people want to see the movie. But you know how I am when it comes to a movie or anything being a cause. I don't like the "you should see this because." Where somebody says, "Oh, you really should see it." I should see it if it's a good movie. And if you care about the cause, that's different. The idea that the movie would bring attention to this in the run-up to the release of the movie is great. And maybe that means people will actually seek out the real information. Read the GQ article, Game Brain, that spurred this whole thing. Read the actual story of Bennett Omalu and look at that separately from whether or not this movie is an actual entertainment or not. I
struggle with that as well. I'm not sure that it is.
I'm not sure it looks good.
Yeah, I saw Will Smith doing a little, and I said, I don't know if I like that, but I don't think it's a blockbuster. I don't think it's a runaway hit. I don't think it's any of that. It's probably lucky if it breaks even. What'd they spend on it? Was it $35 million or something?
It looks like it could very easily fall into formula.
Yes.
That it could be, you could take a messy, complicated, difficult story and paint your you have your white hats and your black hats, and then you can, and everybody plays those expected roles. Even though it was pretty cartoonish in the actual villainy here of Elliot Pelman and others. Those who know the story might think, oh my God, they've really made Hollywoodized this thing. When in fact it kind of came Hollywoodized to begin with.
In this one though, Will Smith kills them.
He shows up
that's
with
the difference.
Submachine gun and just starts
just
shooting
blows him away. Because he's Will Smith, action hero. Right. He's going to blow you up, bitch. No, I'm not sure. I'm just not. I mean, I'm not convinced. I mean, I'll have to let you go first and tell me if it's worth seeing at some point. I'm not. It's not that I'm not interested in it. It's not that I'm not sure it's well done. It sounds like it's well done, but I don't know that to be so.
But again, we're a different audience, though.
We are a different audience. I'm not sure the normal.
Yeah, put simply, I don't need this movie.
No, I don't need it.
I don't need it. Because, you know, we've lived in the middle of this story for so long.
Yes,
we
have.
The real story of Omalu himself was so incredibly compelling.
Mm-hmm.
And really those, and when you watch every real sports and every 60 Minutes and then the public television documentaries that initially
Yeah.
was a partnership and Outside the Lines. I mean, the actual news of this is so dramatic, so compelling, so Yeah. interesting. I'm not sure what else the movie can do for me personally, but I do think that maybe this will help inform
I think for us, probably not. We're probably not the target audience because we're wherever, but maybe it just gets some people in there who've wondered, who just aren't, that don't know, that haven't kept up with it, that really don't. Maybe they just want to go because I like Will Smith. I don't know, but get people in there that don't have sort of what we've done for a long damn time now. We've been doing this for a long damn time. This whole thing about this NFL and their nonsense and all this other stuff. So, no, do I need the movie? No, I don't need the movie.
I would see it if it's really well reviewed and people think it's good. Unfortunately, from the trailer, I'm not
that
sure.
That trailer is not encouraging.
No, the trailer looks like you could have to tell the truth. Tell the truth.
That's not encouraging. I don't think that's encouraging.
I don't know.
Maybe there's not one. You know, if the trailer's not encouraging, what is?
Sometimes a trailer's poorly cut, though. Sometimes you don't know.
I hope that's true, because that trailer would make you want to.
There are great whistleblower true story movies. The Insider was terrific. Aaron Brockovich was terrific.
Did Aaron do Big Business?
Well, she won the Academy Award, right?
I mean, I know, but did the movie do anything?
I don't know. I don't usually concern myself with whether or not it does.
Well, I do. I look very carefully. I find it interesting what tanks, what doesn't, a lot of stars this year have tanks. So I know I find it interesting.
Yeah, but that's not. It doesn't necessarily correlate to how good a movie is.
Not in this movie, no. But I just find it interesting if anybody's interested in this movie.
There are awful movies in which people are interested.
And, oh my God, are there?
And there are great movies that draw no interest, and sometimes you hit the sweet spot and you get a great movie that draws a lot of interest. And I just don't think that this really is going to be a great movie. But
no,
do you think that there are enough people who really don't understand what football does to the brain? Do you think there are enough people out there? Because the problem is when you're dealing at the NFL level, when you deal with a guy, it's going to be the story of Mike Webster. And yeah, Mike Webster had, 8,000 hits to the head or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And see, to me, that's, I guess, the NFL guys and the stuff the NFL did isn't as compelling as the stuff that we learn from the Purdue University studies about high school kids.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Because to me, and it was, and that was our guy Rex Hupke back in 2010 that was doing some of that reporting. But if you actually go back and read about West Lafayette High School, and what they discovered is the people that suffered concussions were actually healthier than the people who didn't. Because the kids that didn't come out of practice for concussion protocol, who didn't stop with taking subconcussive hits to the head, they had more cognitive damage. And it's irreversible cognitive damage.
I think majority of people don't know.
Well,
and you asked the question, majority don't know. And then Aaron Brockovich, a $52 million budget, and worldwide it earned $256 million.
Okay.
So that's a positive. It's a plus.
It did well enough.
See,
already the NFL wins by having it called concussion and having it be about concussions. And I think it'll be irresponsible if the movie is simply talking about concussions, because that's not what does the real damage.
No.
And so even this could end up, and people say, oh, yeah, concussions, NFL bad, football bad, concussions bad. But I hope somewhere within the film it's actually addressed what the doctors really talk about, and that is the accumulation.
I think it is with Mike Webster.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
I think so. I think that part of it definitely does. Definitely does. Mm-hmm. That part of it. I don't know about the rest of it, but that part of it, what I read, according to what I've seen about it, that part of it with the concussive hits consistently over and over and over again, definitely examined and looked at and talked about in the movie. So, again, Matt, maybe you're right. I mean, maybe most people don't know. I mean, I find it hard to believe it.
Well, there was a recent report, I think it was just last week, that there are still people uneducated as to the dangers of football, and that's where you're going to keep getting your players from are people who are ignorant of the danger. I just think it's getting harder and harder, even in lower educated classes, to be ignorant of the danger. But Malcolm Gladwell's going to end up being right. And everybody really agrees on that. And Gladwell said that, what, going back now? We're talking 7 years ago when he said that eventually the socioeconomic data for football participation will be similar to that of the military.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're definitely trending to that, especially with the shrinking middle class. That when he based this on the idea that it will be something like military service that middle class parents don't want their kids to do. And the problem is that the entire middle class is smaller. So maybe you're going to have more people that look to that unrealistic carrot, that unrealistic possibility of football being that thing that gets you to college, that gets the scholarship, that gives you an opportunity to better yourself and better your
Well, there's no doubt that still goes on when and some seem aware of it. I've read stuff about some seem aware of it, but that definitely is still part of it. I mean, I don't know why it isn't some other sport, but it's football. And that's what it is. I mean, if you want the ticket to do something, I mean, that's where it starts, and there's a price to pay. And I mean, I think some of it is choosing not to.
Different. Willful ignorance is different.
Yeah,
that's,
I think there's still part of that out there. Because you say they don't. I find it hard to believe that you would not know something. I do. I'm not everything, but something. I'm just talking about something.
Well,
you may not have to be an expert. You have to be an expert. You have to be, you know, completely. I can give you a lesson in this 101. Let's start. Now, you don't have to be that. But I find it hard to believe you would not know.
No, but
your neighbor would not know at all.
I never try to underestimate how stupid and ignorant people are. Because you'll generally do well assuming mass levels of stupidity and ignorance.
Okay.
That's your advice for the day. Boars and Bernstein.
Right, I'll take that.
You've got WSCR The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Cleveland, what can I possibly say to you today? Congratulations. I mean, that loss was a whole new level of miserable, but at least it was memorable. And at this point, if you can't win, you may as well hope to lose gloriously. And boy, did the Browns ever do that. Now, I'll admit, when I see a backup Browns quarterback get you in position to hit the game-winning field goal, I expect the kicker to go into the tank. I mean, it is the Browns we're talking about, right? I would never root for it to happen. I just know it's going to. Except this time, I was wrong. It was worse. Way worse.
The ball got blocked and the Ravens are running with it down the sideline. They're at the 40, down the sideline, 20. It's Will Hill to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Baltimore.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Browns fan, I'm sorry that happened. And I would love to tell you that it will never happen again, but it probably will. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, it's Flo. And this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool.
Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Keep an eye out on the expressway where we're getting reports of a tipped-over ice cream truck that's left rocky roads and a...
Sweet Bessie, would you look at this Cyber Monday deal on Amazon right now? Ha-ha! There is no way this is going to last. You have got to get this incredible deal right now. Pull over first, of course, hands at 10 and 2 and all that stuff. Or is it 5 and 6? I forget.
This Cyber Monday Deals Week, let the deals come to you. Find thousands of deals and new ones as often as every 5 minutes at Amazon and through the app.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday, don't miss the half-price lease on the 32-gig Samsung Galaxy S6, only $9 a month. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere. Offer discounted phones excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for it. Galaxy S6 requires 24-month lease for well-qualified buyers. No secure deposit. If you cancel, remaining device payments are due. Plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16. Savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
And now, Geico's saving stories. Russell Burton closed his laptop, having just switched his car insurance to Geico. He didn't think much of it until...
Savings were everywhere. My pockets, wallet, bank accounts. It was like the savings were following me.
Following, indeed. All because of an innocent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
I feel like I'm never alone.
Geico. Spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be following you.
Right now, the Home Depot has beautiful, fresh-cut Christmas trees starting at just $24.98. So, let's pack up the family, head to the Home Depot, and pick the perfect tree. It'll be just the right size for just the right price, and you'll keep more of your hard-earned holiday greenery in your wallet. Let's do this. However you build cheer, start with beautiful, fresh-cut Christmas trees starting at just $24.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Assortment varies by store. See store for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
And it's 23 Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Top of the hour, indeed. We'll talk to the man himself, Lee Steinberg. We haven't, it's been a long time since we talked to Lee Steinberg. Going all the way back, you're right. I think it's the Houston Super Bowl with Ben Roethlisberger, who, by the way, as we speak, is going through protocol, the concussion protocol,
I believe.
Well,
it's funny because Tomlin said he had a concussion, and then and he self-reported into the protocol, and they said, no, he's got a migraine disorder, and it's not necessarily a concussion.
I don't think it's a migraine disorder.
So I guess the bottom line is on the movie that any kind of information, even if it's fictionalized information about the dangers, can't hurt. And you hope that you're able to reach the people who wouldn't otherwise
have the
slightest bit of information, that any little bit would be good.
I don't want everybody to have our reaction to it. I want people to,
wait a second, I didn't know this. Slamming your head into things is bad for you? Who knew? Well, I guess it's kind of like smoking, right? I mean, still, all the statistics...
Did it for years.
All the statistics for smoking show that those who are still doing it are overwhelmingly uneducated and poor, right?
And then, and the number went up. Last year, for the first time, it had been going steadily down.
But do people
think... And the number went up.
And I've always wondered that, though, that even though the data, or the CDC data is there, and it suggests that the vast majority of smokers are uneducated and or poor, do they not know that smoking's bad for you? Is it because they actually don't know it's bad for you?
That's a great question.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I know I did it. I mean, I think, and a lot of my friends did it. So
right,
but
then you found out it was bad for you.
Yes. Yes, I did. And I still went, on and off for a long time and then finally quit. But
I guess I'm trying to answer the same question you asked about how can people not know. Those data would suggest that a lack of education or lack of exposure to studies or information or news that you would think that people, I didn't know it was bad for me. That maybe people are still smoking because they don't know that it's bad for them. Because that would correlate with the data.
I guess. I mean, either that or you just, maybe, again, you might know, but you just choose not to pursue anything else. You go, okay, yeah, all right, fine, I'll move on with my life. I mean, the numbers have gone steadily down over the last 4 or 5 years, maybe more. And this year, the number jumped back up because of young people. Not old people. They're mostly dead when they've been smoking.
And young people are mostly stupid.
Terry, going back to what I said when I said that most people don't know, I just thinking about that, what you just said too, I think people do know, but I correct myself in the fact that they just don't care.
Yes.
I think most people just don't care because I think a lot of people that play just think, well, it's never going to happen to me or I'm not going to be that guy. So I think most people just don't care.
Do smokers think that too? It says on the pack, this is going to kill you, and people, I don't care. And people who don't have the money for it.
I see, that's a different thing. I think some people don't care or say, well, that's not going to happen to me. But I think with smoking, it's very different because it's really not much of a choice. Like you can choose to not play football. It's not like an addiction where you have to have it. Where with the nicotine, people have to have the cigarettes, regardless of the knowledge they have.
It's a drug that actually...
Right.
Yeah, it has an effect on you.
Physically hooks
you. Yes, it physically hooks you, where football, I mean, just,
mentally,
you can learn life lessons like no other place than the football field, but you can choose not to play.
okay, Jim.
in Kiwani, this is Bill on the score.
Hey guys, Matt just stole a little bit of my thunder. There's in my experience, there's a lot of people that just think that that's not going to happen to them, and I've literally this just week talking about the movie with some friends of mine. Oh, I played football for 6 years and I got hit in the head and I'm fine. And these are intelligent people, but it's just one of those things where they're not uneducated. They're not, it's not any of those things. It didn't happen to them. And so somebody else is blowing this way out of proportion.
Who's blowing what out of proportion specifically?
No, I'm saying like their mindset is that since it didn't happen to me and since none of my friends who played football really suffered from any sort of traumatic brain CTE
there was never something that happened to them during a game where they felt like that.
Right, and so it's not even worth it to them to think about it. They think the data is skewed. They think this is just old players trying to get money because they're broke now and things like that. And it's ridiculous and it's frustrating because, as you said, Dan, like, you expect intelligent people to be intelligent about the subject, and when the science comes out and says, here's the science, you don't expect them to revert to the sports psychology and say, well, no, but sports is great, and it trumps all science, and shut up and just follow the science.
Yeah, well, that's a problem in a lot of areas, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think thank you, Bill. I think this is one of the reasons that when this is done for me, I'll happily give football up, dude.
That won't even be a look back over there. That won't even be a peek back.
See,
not for a second.
I don't want to get football. I love football. As long as it's somebody else's kids. No. You know, it's fine with me. I mean, I would just want to make sure that there is still enough of a wave, enough of a pipeline of talent to keep me entertained. It's really going to be.
See, I'm not that guy. I'm a compassionate man.
But you were never that into football, really. I mean, I love those crackling 3 hours or more on Sundays.
More than 3 hours. I love the Saturdays. You're still in the third quarter.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's humane. It's completely inhumane. But we're trending the same direction as ancient Rome, where it's the low classes entertain everybody else by destroying themselves for our amusement. Okay, as long as you're informed, that's the issue with me.
Yeah, well, it's always been the issue. Yeah, informed. I guess I never entered the world, and I didn't enter the world. The kid didn't enter the world. He could have. Everybody wanted him to, and he didn't enter the world. That's a long time ago now. But I couldn't be happier. It never happened. I didn't. You know, even if it's playing something where, you know, somebody not necessarily beating you in the head every play, somebody could have. Somebody sure could have. So. That's a long time ago, and I didn't like it back then. And we're talking about 1991, way, way back. And I didn't, no thanks. I mean, I'm glad. I mean, I left it up to him, but really, that's what somebody wants you to do? That's what they want you to do? Yeah. No.
Well, now it's official. Cleveland Browns quarterback Josh McCown is out for the season with a fractured clavicle.
They're just such a clown guy with that team.
Josh McNown.
Yeah, him too. He's also out with a broken clavicle.
Yep. So now they can have McGowan. I think we got a McClown in there just now. I think there's several other Joshes that can be brought in to replace the action.
But he got $5 million.
That's right.
I'm telling you, the pipeline we everybody gets, he got twice now. But he had a great scramble and a touchdown pass. Here he is.
I didn't watch any of it until that last play.
No,
happened.
I just saw
and
it.
Then I saw Twitter going crazy in the last play, and then tuned in to watch the replay. And
no, you don't. No, and even that's too much of it.
Scoreboard update.
McClown was on me. That might have been the most Freudian thing I've ever done.
That was awesome.
It's 2:30 in the score update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Bulls were back practicing today after a win over San Antonio last night at home. Derrick Rose says the difference in the Bulls' play last night was energy.
The energy level. I think everybody came in and made a contribution to the game. Everybody came in to play hard, and everybody came in to play with a lot of energy tonight.
Bulls take on Denver tomorrow night. Mike Dunleavy still struggling to return from back surgery. Yesterday, Coach Fred Hoiberg said Dunleavy will take it easy for a couple weeks, and he'll see some more back specialists. Blackhawks host the Wild tonight at home. Patrick Kane currently riding a 19-consecutive game point streak. He was named the NHL's number one star for November, in which Kane led the NHL with 15 assists and 23 points. Corey Crawford will be in the net when the puck drops on this one tonight at 7. Bears get the day off today. They'll begin prepping for Sunday's matchup with the 49ers in earnest tomorrow. Bears made one minor roster move yesterday, signing center Cornelius Edison to the practice squad after Barrett Jones was signed to the Eagles' 53-man roster. And more news is coming out on Ben Roethlisberger's status for this weekend. Roethlisberger went on Pittsburgh radio this morning and said he was ready to play and that he aced his concussion test today. That's true if he thought he had a concussion, because he does. Head coach Mike Tomlin said Roethlisberger will remain in the NFL's concussion protocol for now. Cleveland's Josh McCown done for the year with a fractured collarbone. And in college football, Illinois told WCIA today that they will gladly accept a bowl bid at 5-7 if one is offered to them. This scoreboard update is brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for the best Bears coverage. And this winter, make Burlington your coat headquarters and save up to 65% off department store prices every day. Burlington has coats for everyone, ladies, men, and kids. Burlington, style for everyone. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Well, there they go. The Illini off to a bowl game.
This is the dumbest thing of all time. I'm sorry.
I mean, Mizzou has said no. That only leaves like four or five teams with that. There's a couple games this weekend that could get somebody to five. But basically,
you have that kind of money to lose?
You're kind of a giggle.
You're going to take a bath on this.
I know.
How do you justify that?
Don't take the band.
How do you justify and all the automatic tickets you got to buy and everything to go to some
generally 20
dog-ass bowl game?
20,000, yeah.
Yeah, but that's huge for recruiting purposes, though, Dan.
Yeah.
To say that you went to that particular bowl game.
This is so dumb. It's so dumb. And they even now are saying that they're going to use academic progress rating to determine which loser teams
yes,
go to bowl games.
Yes, that's how they're doing it. Yeah,
so now,
right in there.
Now it matters how you perform academically?
Yep, that's what the NCAA decided.
So for all the other teams, it's keep everybody eligible and it's all about winning. But now when you're trying to sort through all the losers, now it matters how...
The garbage.
I mean, really?
Hot garbage.
I mean, the number of inherent contradictions in this thing, you don't care about finding the actual best teams
no.
among the worst now.
No.
Now it's as long
you
as there's going to be bad
that.
Teams. Yeah. I mean, you got to winnow down
the
schedule.
They think that's the fastest, I shouldn't say, the safest way, the best way, the fairest way is that's something that's been made clear to them in the past, and they know that. And the Illini, I think, were fourth of the schools with like 5 wins.
Oh, boy.
So that would get them in.
I think they're going to start having like academic contests during halftime.
Like College Bowl.
Yeah.
Illinois, can you take it?
No.
No.
Well, there's too many bowls, like you said. I mean, what are there, 41?
41. 41 bowls.
That's too many.
It's such a racket. I mean, the whole bowl thing is such a racket. It's and I remember being in college when the Duke teams were good under Spurrier, and I would watch these groups of the bowl representatives in the press box.
Oh,
you
yeah,
you should have
buddy.
Seen the guys from the Peach
all
Bowl.
All the same jackets.
Oh, the guys from the Peach Bowl in their peach
yep.
jackets
mm-hmm.
and all the broken capillaries of their faces.
Yep.
And they're just this and their little glossy folders they're handing out, strutting around like they own the place.
Well, they know what those guys
reps.
Think they do, man. I never met more arrogant piece of crap in my life than those bowl guys.
And then finally it was the Fiesta Bowl guys that got busted for being like a miniature version of the IOC. See,
yep,
you know, or FIFA, and mm-hmm. it's just a scam.
Well, see, you only know if something's going on if the Illini are in a New Year's Day game.
I mean, that is, but
then you got trouble.
But it's the economic downside for the school.
Oh, it's awful.
It's terrible. Why would you? It's going to cost you an ass load of money at 5-7 to go to a bad bowl game.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you got it, and they'll give you $20,000. Generally, it's $20,000. Sometimes they'll lower it a little bit. I don't know what these bowls will do, depending on which one it is, because some of them I don't even know what they are. You know, I don't know what rules they have, but generally they will give a school $20,000 to $25,000 tickets, and you have to sell them because whatever you don't sell, you buy anyway. And then by the time you take the band, mm-hmm. get the band back together, get them out, get them busy. You lose money every time.
The band and the mascots and the families and you know,
yep,
the buses
you lose
full
money
of
every
students.
Time.
Do you remember this? What happened to NIU with the Orange Bowl?
Oh,
they
Lord.
Got killed, and not
oh,
just
Lord.
In the game. I mean, just they figured, all right, well, this will be worth it for recruiting because it's the Orange Bowl. I understand that. They can actually justify the loss leader for the attention, for the morale, for everything you can do to show recruits where you've been to the big time and a Heritage Bowl. But to go to wherever Illinois
you mean
would
to tell
going.
Me they didn't bring back 4 Miami-born All-Americans? Are you telling me they didn't on that trip?
No. No, they had a lot of people running by them on that trip.
I don't think they sold the tickets either. They didn't come close to selling the tickets. No, those bulls, and they know it. They know it. They're automatic moneymakers for those idiots. Automatic. It's, you know, we're going to buy a new coat. I mean, it's automatic the way the thing is set up.
Coat drive.
It's a coat drive. I get a peach coat, and I get me a cotton bowl coat.
Yeah, they finally busted some of those plutocrats, but it was so bizarre to see, like, who the hell are you? I'm just watching these guys.
Who the hell are you?
Just walk around, just running the place, glad-handing everybody, and going into everybody's private suite, and there with the athletic director. I'm like, you're the Peach Bowl! You're the Gator Bowl! What are you doing? You're not important.
Yes, you are. If you're the Gator Bowl, you're important.
I guess they felt that they were important.
They're important,
they
dude.
Could,
I don't
they
care
were,
which bowl it was.
They were kingmakers. They were getting their $100 handshakes. And
which
all...
bowl did you play in, Bernstein? Huh? You want to crabble over the Gator Bowl and the Peach Bowl?
Ooh, you should have seen
which one did you play in? Where'd you play your football at?
Where'd you coach your ball? I'm trying to remember the other. I don't even remember the when I was in school, the Duke teams went to 2 bowls. I think I got there just absolutely whipped at both of them. One was the All-American Bowl, and they played Texas Tech and just got curb stomped. And I'll look it up. It was so important. So
did the All-American Bowl go out of business?
It should have. If it didn't it?
I mean, like it had to go away.
Got to know the Hall of Fame Bowl.
The Hall of Fame Bowl.
1995 against Wisconsin. Wait, you were
gone. I was gone.
It was just 89 then. He's the only one.
They didn't go to another bowl?
Nope. 89, All-American Bowl, Texas Tech, and they lost 49-21.
Well, not bad.
They tried.
Then they lost to Wisconsin in the Hall of Fame Bowl, 34-20.
Mm-hmm.
Lost.
That was a Patrick Manley team, I think. That 95 team.
Probably why.
The Belk Bowl?
The Belk Bowl.
Really?
Yeah, Belk is a department store in the South.
Oh, all right. Well, then they lost to Cincinnati in that one.
another traditional
48-34. Then the Chick-fil-A Bowl, Texas A&M. That was a close one, though, 52-48.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 years ago, the Sun Bowl lost to Arizona State.
That's quite a football history.
Were you there for the Rose Bowl in 38? No?
I was not in 38.
They lost a 7-3 to USC.
I've seen the pictures. They used to have the old Hall of Fame room. They were very proud of going to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, 41 Rose Bowl, 44 Sugar Bowl, 54 Orange, 57 Orange, 60 Cotton.
They were good for a while.
And they won the Cotton Bowl against Arkansas, 7-6.
And everybody got better than they were. It happened quite quickly.
Boy, with those scores, Maddie, you really need that spread offense. That's just...
You don't like 7-6 or 7-3 for a bowl game?
No. Not if it's just bad.
That's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. Lee Steinberg is going to join us at the top of the hour. Look forward to catching up with him. He was fun last time we talked.
He was.
You got the score.
Bears fans, if you want the highest level of coverage, breaking news, and analysis of Bears 49ers, then you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my clients' rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier. Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law! No, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest. Uh-oh, I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Hallis Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday, don't miss the half-price lease on the 32-gig Samsung Galaxy S6, only $9 a month. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere. Offer discounted phones excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for it. Galaxy S6 requires 24-month lease for well-qualified buyers. No secure deposit. If you cancel, remaining device payments or due, plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16. Savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Black Friday savings are still at the Home Depot with the Samsung stainless steel French door refrigerator for just $998. You save over $800. Give yourself a holiday upgrade with bright LED lighting and capacity for 26 bags of groceries. However you build cheer, holiday hosting just got easier. Let's do this. Get Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Prices valid after discount, also available in black or white, while supplies last, valid through December 2nd, U.S. only.
Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Covered the history of bowl games, football in general, Duke. We've just done everything in the first couple hours of the show. Boys of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We have done it all.
Hey, we thanks to everybody who has either sent emails or reached out on Twitter to mention that they have donated to OneStepCamp.org as part of Giving Tuesday. Thank you. And I mean it. It means a lot. You know, this organization is very close to my heart, and having been around these kids, seen these kids, and worked with this great organization for so long, it's great to have a day like this. So we thank the Alan Marks Cancer Foundation for matching. If we can get to $25,000 today, that's the match, and that kicks in another $25,000, and $50,000 is enough to send 50 kids to summer camp for a week. It's a huge deal, and our camp is growing. We recently moved, thanks to the folks at Conference Point and all that they've done for us on Lake Geneva, and it's just been a wonderful facility, and they've been so helpful in everything that they've done to welcome us and to make sure that as we expand our reach, it used to just be very local Chicago area many, many, many years ago, and now it's Wisconsin, it's Indiana, it's Michigan, it's Iowa, it's kids coming from all around who can enjoy the camping experience and just enjoy the simple joys of childhood without at all being concerned about having cancer or leukemia. It's a great thing, and thank you, because every dollar that comes in is going right to the kids and right to our programs at onestepcamp.org. So we hope to be working to that by midnight tonight to get that money. Kevin in Frankfurt, you're on The Score.
Hey guys, how's it going? You know, I heard you guys talking about the whole concussion debate, and it shouldn't be a debate. The science is pretty clear. However, I think that people believe what they want to believe, and to wrap their heads around the fact that this game that so many people love might in fact be too dangerous to play. I think that's a hard thing to kind of come to terms with. So I think that's why you get a lot of the backlash. And then my second point was, you guys have talked about smoking, and with smoking, I actually think it's pretty simple. Obviously, if you smoke, you are at higher risk of heart disease and lung problems. However, those consequences are delayed, and they're uncertain. I mean, we all know, you know, the grandma or the grandpa that smokes till they're 85 and then dies of natural causes. So I think that certainly
while smoking.
Yeah, and you know, there are also people who like smoking.
They like smoking.
That regardless of how addictive it is or not, there's some people who just
like it.
Who like it.
You know somebody like that, don't you?
Look, I like eating bacon. Bacon's awful for me.
Yeah, I see.
Bacon
I
predisposes me to any number of cancers.
I gave it up.
And I get that. And processed meats are horrible for me. I like processed meats.
Well, when you get right down to it, what is it horrible for you?
Well, that's the, you know.
I mean, what are you going to eat? Paper? I mean, what do you want to eat?
We all make our decisions that way. To me, the biggest turnoff with smoking is how ungodly expensive it is.
It is now,
I
man.
Mean, God.
Holy crap.
It's just so expensive.
Yep.
You know, bacon isn't quite there yet. And I always do it, too. Like, I don't know what it is about. If you go to the salad bar at Mariano's, and I don't know if you ever go there, the bacon that they have, some places use the crappy fake bacon bits, and some places, whatever the Mariano's, there's a glass or a clear plastic carafe that's got this smoky, fatty, like it's real bacon. It's unbelievable. Like I get a couple leaves of spinach. And then I just fill the rest up with bacon.
I thought you meant there was some guy smoking back
no,
there. Okay.
No, it's
what? But what will Kroger do?
It's so good. And then I think, well, it's a salad, right?
Yeah,
it technically is a salad. But I mean, it's pretty much like a couple of spinach leaves and some mushrooms and half a pound of bacon and ranch dressing. But technically, it's good for me because it's a salad, so it counts as a salad, right? Yes. So I guess that's my willful ignorance and my guilt in doing something similar, but it's so good.
Kroger will give you 3 pounds of bacon.
And maybe, that's one of my worries, is that when Kroger takes over, that they're going to get rid of that awesome salad bar bacon.
I'm frightened of other changes as well, yeah. It's always, no matter where I go, it's always something. It's always, they're out of business, they're gone, they're what? And now, they're what? Mm-hmm. Seriously? And you know. That whoever buys something wants their own imprint on it. They're not just going to come and say, hey, everything's great. I don't care if it is great.
And the
they
is too,
change something.
I like a lot of the Roundy's house brands. I do too. And now those are going to be Kroger house brands.
Yeah,
I don't know if it comes from the same supplier or similar supplier.
This does not bode well. I mean, I don't care what it is. That's what's going to happen. So another thing will be, I don't like that. It's too bad. You don't have to, but that's what we have. Okay. But that's what I'm afraid of. I mean, I don't know how much, how deep. I don't know. But I know that there's, and I don't care who you are, what you are, when you buy something, there's going to be changes.
Yeah, and I mean.
And Kroger's been doing this a long damn time.
Yeah, and Kroger's okay. I usually go, the only Kroger I ever see is the one in Bourbonnais.
I go to the Cracker Kroger.
Like a Cracker Kroger. A Bushwagger.
Or Swaggling Cracker Kroger.
Wrapped around a Cracker Kroger.
That's where I go.
I would think the one in Bourbonnais would qualify. Right?
I love Bourbonnais.
It's
the summer home of the Bears.
Well, and in college, it was the Kroger was right near us. That's where we'd go to buy our beer when it was still $3 for a six-pack of whatever you wanted. Or less, even. Not that Les was there, but he would remember if he was.
Okay, cool.
Uh-huh.
He was there. Yeah, I don't think, you know, when I was a kid, they were around, but they disappeared, and A&P disappeared. I don't know if they bought or whatever they did, but there was that. But there was a Kroger, and then they went away, and then you had all these other things. And now, you know, sooner or later, Papa comes and gets you.
I know they do.
They come and get you.
I'm hopeful that Bob Mariano, the fact that he's still involved and it's his baby, it's literally his name on it, and that he's very visible. He and his wife are both around a lot. That it's not just lip service when they say that things are going to be.
And their son Mark caught the big passes.
that everything's going to be fine. I'm just
fine.
I tend to worry. I know.
I do too.
An email from Mike. He says, I appreciate you guys discussing some of the relevant topics. He said, football takes the brunt of the concussion discussion. He said, statistically, though, boys, ice hockey is second and not by much. He said, but Dan, you have a son who plays hockey. Why? You know the stats. You know the dangers. And I ask, because my sons play hockey as well. Well, there's a lot to that. Because, as we discussed, the real issue, first and foremost, the real issue with football isn't the concussions. It's the accumulation of subconcussive hits.
Right.
You can get concussions in any sport. Cheerleading has a ton of concussions.
Yeah, they're always hurt.
Baseball has concussions.
Injuries.
Basketball.
Hard course of a season. Yep.
Soccer, basketball. Mm-hmm. Every sport has a risk of that kind of blunt force head trauma as endemic to what you do. Anytime people are running into each other, or can run into each other. So I get that. But football, the only thing that is analogous to football is boxing, as far as just the repeated slamming of your head into things. So that goes into some of the consideration as well. You can't keep your kid in a bubble if you want to. There's a lot of benefit from sports, and you can't ever completely protect your kid from concussions. And secondarily, my kid's a goalie. Goalies they're not moving fast enough, at least at this level, to get hits to the head that matter. I mean, you'll get bruised and your hips hurt and you tear your groin. And I mean, seriously, like I'll come in to wake my kid up and I look at his legs and I just said, boy, I hope if DCFS saw this kid's legs after three hockey practices and it looks like somebody attacked him with a ball peen hammer, you know, somebody would drag my ass in. But you know, goalies get beat up, but the correlation with head trauma is much lower than guys who are skating out.
Yeah, and I think it's also like a lot of other sports that I can tolerate some lower levels of football, like when they're 6 years old or something. You know what I mean? I can tolerate that level, and I think the level that Jason, I think you're still okay there.
Well, no,
probably the other kids are too.
No, he said no. He said teammates have concussions. He said teammates.
They're playing faster, are they?
Peewees?
Yeah,
these are big dudes, man. And look,
I've seen some giant 10-year-olds. I don't believe are 10-year-olds. Do you have that problem?
No, because USA Hockey checks all that stuff.
There's weird rules for baseball, and everybody has their own set of them.
But the fact he's got a bad birthday. So there's seventh graders out there. There's some big ass seventh graders. And
yes, there are. I've noticed a few already. Yes,
but even before bantams, they're not checking until bantams.
Right, checking at bantam.
But
okay.
But there were concussions at the mite level. There's just because kids get going fast enough that they slide into the boards.
Yeah,
they slip and they fall and their head hits the boards. That's what I've seen before. You know, we played a team last year. It was one of the Franklin Park teams, and the kids suffered a concussion. And you know, I just sort of walked down to see what was going on, make sure they were okay. And one of the parents are like, well, yeah, it's his second one, but it's a mild one. I go, oh, really? Come on. There's no such thing.
Yeah, I think at that point that might be it. But whatever. You know, I mean, whatever. I guess it's your kid, if that's what you want. Whatever. It's just fine. Just a mild concussion. I kind of thought,
you probably get him looked at. He'll be fine. And no, you don't know that. Lee Steinberg is going to join us next. He is always an interesting and compelling guest, even on this show. Boers and Bernstein on The Score.
Tomorrow, starting at 1, A Score Holiday Classic return. It's the 14th annual Boers and Bernstein Quote of the Year show.
We ain't no white trash.
One of the most popular shows on The Score.
It's not my show, but I'm on that show.
We play the quotes, you vote at boersandbernstein.com.
Plenty of energy to drive over there.
Don't miss the 2015 Quote of the Year show. Your chance to vote in the most memorable quotes of 2015 with Boers and Bernstein.
It's really horrible.
Exclusively on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Donate your car today.
accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You can see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings, championship rings, and parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.